Okay, so this is Rav Shur's volume on Elul, which came out in Tavshanayin Gimel, Rav Halevi Shur Shlita. Hazman l'tshuva ve'efshar l'zachos al yadu l'shifti b'veis Hashem. There are at least three or four mind-blowing varlach that he has in this piece. So that's why I chose it. But the whole mahalach is beautiful. And it's very nogeya to a person who's coming to Beis Medrash on Labor Day. Sh'tiva melim v'torah. Okay, so here's what he says. Omer b'sof ha'tfil l'v'pil l'davar Hashem oyri v'yishi achas sh'alti meis Hashem osa avakesh shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. So he brings a beautiful remez from the Arizal. The Arizal says in the Shara Psukim that achas sh'alti, achas is Rashi Tevos Eretz Yisrael chaye olam haba and Torah. Shal shlosha ilu amru chazal the Gemara and Brachos daf Hamad Beis with regard to Eretz Yisrael olam haba and Torah. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Shalosh matanos tovos nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'kulan lo nasan ela al yedei Yisurin. There are three things in this world that don't even dream of getting unless you're willing to work for it and to even suffer for it. Torah, it's hard work to be good in Torah, to be successful in Torah. Eretz Yisrael, it takes a commitment and a struggle to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Olam Haba, if you want to be able to earn something beyond this world, you got to work hard in this world. Hayom la'asosam ul'machar l'kibol schar. You have to work. So says the Ari HaKadosh, that achas sh'alti, David HaMelech says, achas sh'alti, I'm asking for Eretz Yisrael, chaye olam haba, which is the girsa, as Rosh Hashanah points out in Shemos Rabbah. Chaye olam haba, and the toughest Torah. V'zeh ha'isa b'koshas David HaMelech, achas sh'alti me'ez Hashem. What's David saying? I know that these three things require Yisurim, Midas Adin. But David HaMelech says, I want to beat the system. Achas Sha'alti, I want Eretz Yisrael, and I want Chai Olam Haba, and I want Torah, Me'ez Hashem, without the suffering. Shashlosh Dvarim Eilu Yavau Elav Me'ez Hashem, Shehu Midas HaChesed, Kalo Yavau Lo Al Yedei Yisurim. That was David HaMelech's request. I want these three things without any difficulty. Since it's almost Lag BaOmer, it's because I had to point out that this is Rashbi's first statement in Shas. Okay, so just for the record, it's kedai to note, Brachos Hamad Beis, this is the first reference and first mimer of the Heligatana Rashbi in Shas. Okay, and the Svarim talk about why that is, how this expresses something of the essence of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, but this is what David is asking. David Melech. David HaMelech says, I want to have the three greatest gifts of all, of Eretz Yisrael, of Chai Olam Haba, and Torah without suffering, with the Midas HaChesed. This is perhaps what David HaMelech is alluding to, like we sing every Shabbos, by Shal Shudas, Lefachos. Really, Mr. Brewer says, every time you sit down to a meal, you should say, this Kapitel Tehillim. But okay, at the very least, interesting, is also being merames to the three things. Teret Yisrael, to Olam Haba, and to Torah. Why? Shifti beveis Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be in the house of Hashem. That means being in Beis Medrash, learning Torah. Beis Hashem, of course, is also Eretz Yisrael. And then Beis Hashem Lo'orech Yamim, Zayom Shekulo Aruch, Hainu Chai Olam Haba. So David Melech again is asking for these three things, and in what context? Ach Tov V'Chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yimei Chayei. I want to be pursued, right, by goodness and by chesed, that I want the three Matanos Tovos, I want Eretz Yisrael, I want Olam Haba, and I want Torah. But again, ba'ofen shel ach tov v'chesed v'lo al yedei yisur. Okay, good. V'yesh lahavin, the bottom paragraph of the right column on page Lamentes. V'yesh lahavin, halo amru chazal. So this is very nice. David HaMelech, it's very sweet that you want these three things without suffering. But chazal were koveya, even Rabbi Shimon, who would love to make things easier for Klal Yisrael. Kedarko b'kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says there's metzias. There's a mitzvah that you can't have Torah without working hard. And you can't have Olam Hab without working hard. And you can't have Eretz Yisrael without suffering, without being willing to take one for the team, so to speak. It's hard work. It requires suffering, it requires difficulty, it requires obstacles. So what does it mean that David HaMelech says that I'd like to be mekabel these three things without Yisurim? Right? Chazal say these three things come about with Yisurim. V'lamdu kein mikraos, and they bring sources to indicate that that's true. V'eich bikesh David HaMelech lekabel below Yisurim. How did David HaMelech even believe that it was possible for him to beat the system? Okay? So now we're going to learn a very, very important hezver of a Zohar Kaddish from Rav Nachum Zemba, Zecher Tzadik Kaddish Avracha, Hashem Yinkom Damo, was gunned down, mamish, killed, Rachmana Litzlan, like an animal in the streets, by the Nazis Yimach Shemam in the Warsaw Ghetto. A Tzadik and a Gon. Unbelievable, these Polish Gaonim, Beniglu Venista, Rav Nachum Zemba was amongst them. So he says, let's learn a Zohar. V'nir lahaktim bebir hadavar hadichsiv v'yemaru es chayayim ba'avoda kasha b'chomer uvelveinim b'vachol avoda basada is kol avodasam asher avdu behem b'farach. Okay, the mitzvah made our lives very difficult, and they made us do all sorts of backbreaking labor, chomer uvelveinim, right? B'chulu. V'isa b'zohar kadosh, there's a very strange and funny and unusual passage in the Zohar. The Zohar says ba'avoda kasha zo kushya. They made us work hard, right, with kushya. Now, at this point, you don't know where the Zohar is going with this, but when you see the next one, you'll understand what kushya means. Bechomer, da kal vechomer. Levenim, da libun hilchasa. So the midstream sounds like they locked us in the base medrash, and they said, work out the shakla vitaria. Right, or they would whip us. Right? Figure out the kal vechomer. Right? Be learn the sugya al libun hilchasa. That's what avoda kasha chomer levena means. Uvachol avoda basade da braisa. Work in the field, man. Work in the base medrash and learn braisas. It's called avodasa masher avdu ben b'farach da teiku. The most backbreaking labors when you get stuck, and the Gemara says teiku. Tishvi yitareitz kushas vavayas. Very unusual zohar. V'neva pashas habirhu. So Pasha Pshat, normally the way the Zohar is explained, now what would you say? What would you say Pasha Pshat is? Pasha Pshat is, you would say that Mitzrayim was the Kor HaBarzel. And in Mitzrayim we were acquiring a work ethic and we were suffering in order that we would be able to be refined and then come to acquire all these things. So the Avodah Kasha of the hard work in Mitzrayim, right, made us fit to eventually be Mekabel the Abayos of Abay and Rava. Kushas Vabayos of Rav and Abaya. Yeah? And the fact that we were what? The fact that we worked Bechomer with the mortar and the brick, so then we were Zocha to Kal Bechomer. He said, that's Pasha Pshat. The Me'achar Sha'amru Chazal Sha'Torah Hi'achim Adadvarim Ha'niknim B'Yisurim. Since Torah requires hard work to acquire it, Al-Kain B'nai Yisrael Ha'yitzrichin L'Golas Ha'tzrayim B'Avod HaKosh of Yisurin. So as a prerequisite for Kabbalah Torah, since Torah is hard work, so this was the hard work. These were the Yisurim to be mekabel the Torah. Kedesh al yedeyim yisku lahasik chelki haTorah. Like it says, Mefurish, the Moshe was told, Bo'tziachom Mitzrayim, Tavdunas Elokim al harazah. So that's Pasha Pshat in the Zohar. That's how people normally explain the Zohar. Rav Menachem Zemba told us that this Zohar is something that you can choose to live with on a daily basis. It's not that once upon a time Jews suffered and then because we suffered we were Zocha to Torah. That's also true. But how is this no gaya lemaisa al derech avoda for us? He says, beautiful. Hagon Rav Menachem Zemba Zatzal Hashem Yikom Damo. Mbir es hazar kadosh b'derech hadrush. Every day a Jew has to make a choice. The mitzias is that there's going to be Yisurim. The question is, how do you want to be makabel your Yisurim? You want your Yisurim to be a flat tire? You want your Yisurim to be a sprained ankle on the basketball court? You want your Yisurim to be having a hard time finding a shidduch? You want your Yisurim to be not getting the job that you wanted? Right? Or you could choose more elevated and loftier Yisurim in the form of this Tosfos is really hard. And following this sugya is really hard. And the Avnei Miluim is really hard. Right? But that's a choice that we make on a daily basis. Keep him Mitzrayim, he says, B'derech Drush, he says, keep him Mitzrayim, Hutzrichu B'nei Yisrael, B'Yisurim B'Pol. In Mitzrayim, they didn't have a choice. In Mitzrayim, they suffered building for the Mitzrayim under the whips. Yisurim HaGuf, B'Avod HaKosha, Mefarechas HaGuf. That was a necessary prerequisite for the Jewish people to be makabel the matanos tovos. Again, Mitzrayim as a pruzdor towards Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim as a pruzdor to Kabbalah Satorah. Mitzrayim, Golus in general, Mitzrayim being the root of Golus, as a pruzdor to Olam Haba, which is Geula. So Mitzrayim, right, was all the forms of Yisurim that'll get us to the three Matanos Tovos and Nigmar and Brachos. Aval, Lidoros Nishralanu Bereira. But now we have the choice. Lahachlif Elu HaYisurim, turn the page. Be'egia Satorah. Nowadays you don't have to. You don't have to endure the Yisurah HaGuf. You can choose instead to say, you know what? I'm going to work hard in the Beis Medrash. And I hope that that'll be my Yisurim. In place of any other Yisurim that I'm supposed to get. Remember that story I told you one time? I for sure told this story one time. I heard a story from the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Gadol of Tinak, Rabbi Roberts Shlita. Remember this, Maisa? Rabbi Roberts. Actually, I didn't hear it from him. That's not true. I heard it from a fellow named Rabbi Geller, who was visiting the Yeshiva. I was there when he told the story. It was one night I went there to Dav Marv, and this Rav was there, and he was speaking to the Bachram before Marv, and he told the following story about one of his Talmidim. His Talmud lived in Brooklyn, and he was supposed to go out with this girl for a while. And a bunch of people had suggested that he's supposed to go out with her. He was supposed to go out one week, and it didn't work out. Another week, it didn't work out. And they couldn't find like a night to just go on a date. So he says to her, he calls her up, he says, you know, I know this is a little unconventional. Usually people go out in the evening, but if you want, I'll take you out. I'll take you out for breakfast Sunday morning. So she says, okay, you know. And he had a wedding, he had his cousin's wedding that afternoon, so he couldn't go out again Sunday afternoon. It was like the only time they could find. So he said, okay, fine, no problem. So he says he goes that morning. He goes to, what's that minion factory called? Landau's. Yeah, he goes to Davin. And he walks out afterwards, and he says, you know what, it's early. The ladies sometimes take a little time to, you know, get dressed in the morning, to get themselves ready. So he says, I'll be a mensch, and I'll call her up, and I'll see if she's ready. Instead of just trying, we're supposed to show up at whatever, 9 o'clock. So, you know, like, make sure she's ready. She shouldn't feel rushed, it's our first day. So he calls her up, she says, you know, is it okay if I pick you up at 9? Do you want me to come a little bit later? She says, you know what, the truth is, if you give me another 20 minutes, that would be really great. She says, so nice of you to call. He says, okay, sure, no problem. So he walks back into the shul. He figures, I'll learn for 20 minutes. Yeah, he walks over to the shelf for the Gemara Zohar. So he figures, I'll learn the Besechta I'm learning for a couple of minutes, then I'll go pick her up. And he sees there's some big guy standing like right in front of the Gemara that he's looking for. Okay, so now that I walk in front of someone davening, so he figures, okay, so I'll go grab a coffee and I'll sit outside with the Chevra, and you know, I'll do that for 20 minutes. Then he says, you know what, it's such a busy day. I'm going to go out with this girl, and then I have something in the afternoon, and then I have my cousin's wedding later. He said, if I don't learn now, when am I gonna learn today? So he says, let me look around the Beis Medrash. He was learning Makos at the time. Let me look around the Beis Medrash. Maybe I can find the Gemara Makos lying around. Right, so he starts looking. He sees the Gemara Makos on the table. He's got like 14 minutes left, you know? So he said, okay, no, 14 minutes of Torah. Sits down, and he starts learning for 14 minutes. After that, he gets up, goes outside, gets in his car, right? And he's pulling through the first intersection on his way to pick up this girl. And a truck speeds through a stop sign and smashes him, you know, like direct hit from the side. He didn't even put on a seatbelt yet. He hadn't even put on a seatbelt yet as he was pulling out. His car literally flipped over and landed upside down on top of another parked car. And he was fine. He felt himself. He lowered himself out of the car. He's standing on the side, he's looking at his own car, totally destroyed, upside down, on top of another car, like halfway down the block, like flying down the block. All of a sudden, he hears in the background, like he hears, you know, like Hatzalah coming. And a guy, he sees a Hatzalah guy, like jump out, running down the block, and he sees this guy standing on the side, next to this overturned car. And he says, did you see the body? So he says, what body? He says, the driver. He says, did you see where he is? Did you see where he landed? So he says, I'm the driver. He said, what do you mean you're the driver? He said, that's my car. He said, what do you mean that's your car? He said, I'm telling you, this is my car. And he said, I didn't even have my seatbelt on. So that's all the guy says to me. He says, let me tell you something. He says, Nebuch, I see these things, right? That's my job. I see these things. He says, the fact that you're not like in critical condition now is like not shaykh at all. It's totally not shaykh. So this young man said to his Rebbe, who I heard the story from, he said, Rebbe, I can't prove it to you. There's nothing I can say to prove it to you. He said, but I felt in that moment, that the makos that I learned that morning, that the makos that I was makabel by learning Maseches Makos, replaced it. I have a feeling like something terrible was supposed to happen to me that day, and it was daf because I pushed myself to be makabel the makos in the Beis Medrash, that I was spared from these other makos. That is for Menachem Zemba. That if I push myself for Yisurim in Torah, Dafka is Maseches Makos, which makes it even more, you know, chilling and ironic. But Dafka, when a person works hard in Torah, so that replaces the Yisurim of the Guf. In Mitzrayim, they didn't have a choice. They had to be whipped. They had to work. They had to suffer physically. But now we can choose to put our kochos into something else. So I went over to this Rabbi Geller afterwards, and I said, I know this is like a very silly question, but did he marry the girl? It's like, after all that, he's like, no, it didn't work out in the end. I was like, oh, come on. I was ready to have Yechiel Spiro on the phone, you know, touched by a car crash or whatever. Okay, fine. Baruch Hashem, he was okay. My stomach got married in the right time to the right girl. Okay, so that's the pshat in the Zohar. That's not much a perfect story if it's expressed in the Zohar. Ki achshav shekvar kibano es haTorah kedoshah, on page Mem, top right corner, fifth line. Harei yesh lanu breira liknos es haTorah al yedei haYegia b'Torah. U'memeila yisurim anitzuchim kedei lahasik es haTorah yiyu b'Torah atzma. So instead of the yisurim as a hakdama to Torah, suffer to be worthy of Torah, what do you mean? I suffer through my acquisition of Torah. By working hard on Tosfos, that is my Yisurim and Halavai. That should be a Shmira that I shouldn't have to suffer in any other way. V'zeh remez hazara kadosh b'Torah tamun tachlif liyisurim shahayu b'mitzrayim kedei la'asiga. So now we understand the Zohar. The Zohar says, instead of the avodah kasha of Mitzrayim, yehakushyos sha'olin beis halimud. The question that you think of, because you're engaged in the shir and you think of a question, so that's a kasha, and that'll spare you from avoda kasha. That's the kasha. That's the avoda kasha. Ukeneged chomer zeh masha omer svar biagia shu inyan kalva chomer levenim is libun hilchas. So when you work through the sugya to come to a clear halachic conclusion, that's levenim. You don't have to build with bricks. Just put your head into the base medrash. Uvachol avoda shabasada zeh abraisa. Instead of suffering to get Torah, let the Torah be a source of Yisurim for you, and that should be a Shmira. Okay? Benira Lomer, bottom paragraph. So now, if this is true, that you could choose a different type of Yisurim instead of... I'll tell you a vart I heard once, Bishen the Munkat Sherevi. We say by the Yom Noram, right? We say many times throughout the year, in various tefillos. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive us for whatever we've done wrong, right? Let there be a tshuva, let there be kapara. V'lo al yidei yisurim v'chala imrayim, right? It shouldn't be through yisurim. So the Munkat Sherebi, the current Munkat Sherebi, Shlita, the Munkat Sherebi once asked, on Yom Kippur, he said, hold on a second. We learned the Braisa that begins the Igaras HaTshuva. The Braisa in Yoma says that what? That certain Laveros, the way to get Kapara, is what? Is through Yisurim. That Yom Kippur gets you in position to have Kapara, and Yisurim cleanse you completely. Right? So how can we daven not all Yidei Yisurim? It's the same question here. David Melech says, I want Eretz Yisrael, but I don't want Yisurim. I want Torah, but I don't want Yisurim. I want Olam Haba, but I don't want Yisurim. So what do you mean? I want Kapar, but I don't want Yisurim? That's how it goes. So the Munkat Sherebi said the following. He said, based on that Gemara in Erechin that we mentioned the other day, there's different types of Yisurim. The Gemara says when a Jew sticks his hand in his pocket, and he's fishing around for 3 coins, and he only pulls out 2 coins, and he has to put his hand back in to find 1 more coin, that's Yisurim. So we're saying to Hashem, of course we understand there has to be Yisurim. David HaMelech understood you can't beat the system. The Zohar is saying you could choose a different form of Yisurim. And that's what we daven to Hashem. We say, Hashem, help me to have Kapara, not al yidei Yisurim v'chala imrayim. Right? Don't let Yisurim be that God forbid I become sick. That God forbid something really tragic happens. Let it be Yisurim in the form of what? In the Yisurim Katanim. Right? That every little difficulty that a Jew has, when a Jew lets out a krechs and he's feeling, you know, when his calf card is not working properly in the calf, and he says, no, it's so annoying, the new system, it's very difficult. So Hashem says, okay, that's also Yisurim. Hashem counts that out. It doesn't have to be Rachman al-Islan, tragic things. Okay? So too, now that we've seen that again, you can replace the Yisurim of Torah with Torah itself, so too, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Chai Olam Haba, Yecholim Liknos Kulam Ayedei Yegiya Sheyesh Belimad HaTorah Kedosha Uvavodas Hashem Yisbach. You can choose to suffer, right? Not that working for Hashem is suffering, but it's hard work. So that hard work should be the Yisurim that allows you to get to Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. V'zeu Kavanos David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. When David says, Achas Shalti Meis Hashem, Sheyuchol Lezakos L'chol Dvarim HaNiknim B'Yisurim. Right? I want the Achas. I want the Eretz Yisrael. I want the Chai Olam Haba. I want the Torah. But I want it what? From Hashem. And I want that it should be Shifti Beveis Hashem. Sheyasuk B'Yigiyas HaTorah. Mitoch Omel V'Koshi Ba'Avonas HaTorah. V'Zeich HaShev Lo L'Yisurim. And that'll count for my Yisurim. And therefore, I'll be able to be Mekabel these gifts from Hashem without any other Yisurim Kashim Rachman Alitzel. Okay? Good? Now, let's make another diyuk in David HaMelech's words. Says Rav Shor, David HaMelech says, Baram, next paragraph, Yesh L'dayik V'divrei David HaMelech. Let's go further. David HaMelech says, Shifti B'Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. But he says, Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai. Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai. What's Ach? Yerushalmi says in Brachos, Perek Tes Halacha Hay, that Achin and Rakin are Me'utin Him. What does that mean? They come to limit. Right? Whenever the Torah has Ach, wherever the Torah has Rak, it comes to be Mamaid. It comes to make something smaller. What words come to be Merabe? Make things... Right? If you have Gam, Achin and Rakin are Mutin.
Above.
And what?
Above.
S and Gam... Right, come to increase. Okay, so that's why, for example, it says, "You should right." V'avta eis Hashem elokecha. So I should love something in addition to Hashem. What do I love in addition to Hashem? Maybe I love Talmidei Chachamim. Right, eis Hashem elokecha tira. With God, you should fear something else. What else should I fear with God? Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, so Gam and S come to increase, and Ach and Ra come to be Mamayin. So if that's true, Ach Tov and Chesed Yerdefuni? I want a limited amount of Tov and Chesed? Wouldn't I want a Riboy, an abundance of Tov and Chesed? V'nira Lomer. Shedavid HaMelech Bikish. Now this is the part that I really picked this piece for, so pay attention. David HaMelech requested, Shiyukol Yamav Bishleimis Shelo Yechso Mehem Klum. Al derech shamru Chazal on the pasuk va'Avram zokein ba bayamim. Top of page Mem Aleph. Chazal say that Avram was a zokein. He was ba bayamim. What does it mean? He was ba bayamim. She'Avram avinu ba liyamei azikna im kol hayam shalom. Avram's days were accounted for. His life wasn't wasted. She'Av shay azokein hayyoshiv biyeshiva. That Avram every day of his life was accounted for. That his life was full. Right, and his days were complete. So Rav Shor quotes from his father, the author of the Or Gedaliah, Rav Gedaliah Shor. He says, my father's atzal would explain, and it's a powerful idea to think about, but derech mashal. Shekasher adam omer shehu ben esrim shana. You meet someone on the street, you say, excuse me, sir, how old are you? Right, young man, how old are you? He says, I'm 20 years old. Yesh l'shalo, so you should ask him, b'mahu ben esrim, what makes you 20 years old? What makes me 20 years old? I was born 20 years ago. Haluchai rak beregazos. What makes you 20? You're living in the moment right now. Right? What does what you did in the past have to do with anything? So, what do you mean you're 20 years old? Ma sheichas shal regazo. Im kol ma shechai ad yom shabal legil asrim. What does this moment have to do with everything that happened before it? If my moments are building one on top of the other, so then, if I use 20 years of life for good Jewish living, so then I can say, wow, I'm 20 years old. Then that moment that was used properly lives on forever. V'imkein k'sha'avru kama shanim sh'pal b'makaroi. So if I use my years properly, so then what? So then I could say that I'm 20 years old. V'starfen kol ha'shanim yachad l'pulos tovus. V'nimsa k'sha'ba liyos ben esrim shana. Harei kol ha'shanim sh'avru yeshlem sheiches la'achshav. So then I could say I'm 20 because what's happening now is nogaya to the last 20 years. V'shayach lom b'shu ben esrim shana. Aval k'sher ha'od ha'mishtam ishbergam sholo dvarim shol mabakach. But when a person uses his life in a way that's not meaningful, so then he's not 20 years old. What makes you 20 years old? You have a lot of dead days. You have a lot of days that are not accounted for. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, says a mashal of a person who comes to a town, and he walks into, right, on the outskirts of the town, usually is the Beis HaKvaros, the Beis HaChaim, and he looks in the cemetery and he sees, right, Po Nitzman, Yankel the Schlepper, 16 years old. Po Nidman, Beresh the Water Carrier, 12 years old. So I was looking at all the tombstones, all the matzevos, and they all have these very young dates on it. Finally comes to the center of town, walks into the base medrash HaGadol in the middle of town, and he sees there's children, and there's young adults, and there's adults, and there's the Kainim, Alter Yidden. So what? He said, I was by the Beis HaKvaros, and it says, so he said, yeah, the minhag in this town is at the end of a person's life, right, it's obviously a mashal, we take an accounting of all the time that was well spent, and that's how much they lived. So Yankel the porter lived, 16 years, and Beryl the water carrier lived 12 years, right? And that's why he saw in the cemetery that some people lived 40 years, 40 years of life. So that's what Rav Gedalia Shor used to say to people, right? You say you're 20 years old, but what makes you 20 years old? How much of those 20 years, it's a very frightening idea, right? What percentage of those 20 years were spent, right? How many of those moments are actually worth holding on to? And now we understand the Chiddush, Avram Zakein Baba Yamim, to be a Zakein, that at the end of Avram's life, to be able to say he lived a long life, Baba Yamim, that's a big deal. That's mamish a big deal. Okay? Good. Okay, next paragraph, Mem Aleph. Now, Zakon Inon Ma'areyon de Tshuva. Praiseworthy are those people who are masters of Tshuva. Da b'shata chada b'yom chada b'riga chada. In a single sha'a, which could mean a single hour, it could be a single movement. B'yom chada, in a single day. B'riga chada, in a single moment. Perish, what does that mean? Ki Avram Avinu Hayezakin Baba Yamim. Avram was able to use his day as well. But what does that leave for us? What do we do with all the days that are lost? You know what we can do? We can try to redefine those days. That's the koach of tshuva. The koach of tshuva is to go back and to rewrite the wasted days, to bring back to life. Mamash tchias amesim. A lot of stuff talk about the connection of tshuva and tchias amesim. Part of the tchias amesim is that the dead days of your life, because we're not zakin baba yamim, can be revived. So look what he says. Again, the ish asher over harbe mizman of lo shtamish bo karoi, the roa shechaser lo harbe mizman mimashachai kvar, days that are not alive, a yedei sheyasa tshuva yachal akariv kol yam lekadosh baruch hu b'shat achata. In a moment, you can rewrite. You can rewrite your life. V'zeu godless koach atshuva shiachol ledaleg ulekvotz berega echad ulekariv kol ezmanim harabim shahochol leibut, to bring back to life those lost days. So now look what he says from Chassam Sofer. It was kedai to wake up today just to see this far, what he's about to say. Shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chaya. Yeah, David Melech says I want all my days to be what in the base of Medrash. Yesh letmua al masha amar shivti. Shifty shemash v'uso lashon avar v'haya lo lomer b'lashon asid. Shouldn't the pasuk say that I want to sit? What do you mean? I've sat in the past. Either you did or you didn't. Right? What do you mean shifty v'beis Hashem? Shem mevakish me'akadosh baruch hu al shem ha'asid sheyizka leishiv v'beis Hashem. So says the Chassam Sofer in his writings on Dvarim, David Melech is teaching us the koach of tshuva. Even those days that you didn't spend the base medrash, it's possible to rewrite those days. It's a mayor de kvar. Look what he says. She David Melech ba lahoros amalas a tshuva. She yadei she adam mischaret al dvarim she avru v'chozer aleyen b'tshuva. Nasa mikol maisa v'akodim ki ilu yashav az b'beis Hashem. Let's rewrite the videotape. Even those moments that a person spent rebelling against Hashem, in a place where he was very far from the Beis Medrash, right? That those days are going to become a source of critique, right? That they're going to taina against him. Al yedei tshuva heim nasim keilu yashav beis haknesis, but the knesis about the midrashos. Vekachu kochos of tshuva. At shamru chazal zonos nasim kezchuyos. If you do tshuva well, you can turn averos into mitzvos. And therefore, David says, "Blashon avar shivti beis Hashem." I want to use the koch of tshuva. I want to use the koch of tshuva to redefine my days. Says the Tzlach, says Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, the Noda Yehuda, right, in his writings on Shas called Tzion LeNefesh Chaya, Tzlach. The Tzlach and Yoma says, this is the secret, another knockout of art. Look at this. This is the secret of the Gemara that says that what? That Tshuva in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Gedola Tshuva, Shema Arechas Shenosav Shalada. Greatest Tshuva that it gives you long life. So you think long life means if I start being a better Jew, I'll live a longer life. No. Tshuva gives you long life in the sense that what? You redefine all those lost days as being meaningful days of real living. Isn't that beautiful? Sharei kasher ha'odam osa chataim chaseirim lo osim yam v'shanam shvehem chata. Those days are not, you never were alive. You're not 20 years old. Rav Gedalia says, you're not 20 years old. Right? You're like a 3-month old probably. You didn't do anything with those days. And that's what it means that tshuva is ma'arichin yama v'shnosa. You become like Avram who says, "Okay, baba yama," you redefine the days. Okay? So if David Melch is really asking about tshuva, now we can answer the question that we had in Ach Tova Chesed Yurdefuni Kol Yimei Chayei. Ach again is a mir. Ach comes to limit something. So why would David use a phrase of limiting? He wants an endless abundance of Hashem's chesed. Why would he say ach? So Rav Shor says, I'll give you the following very creative answer. Look what he says. Va'atanavar, this is Rav Shor's chiddush. Va'atanavar, masha omer, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayei. He says, ach is gematria eke. Aleph hey, yudin hey. The name of Hashem, right? Eke. What does Eka mean? What does the word actually mean? Ehyeh, Asher Ehyeh. I will be what I will be. Right? Ehyeh. It's a Hebrew word. It's also a name of Hashem. But it's also a Hebrew word which means I will be. The more of Hashem it writes, by Shabbos Shuva, in the name of the Rebbe Milublin, Kishem Zem Moral Kavach HaTshuva. Which name of Hashem is Hashem's name? That's Marami's Tshuva? Ehyeh, Eka. Why? Because the word itself means I will be. Rav Shor writes elsewhere in one of the other volumes of Alekach Balibov, one of the early volumes. I once saw a beautiful explanation. He says, that's why we call Shalashudis Rava de Ravin. And that's why Hashem initially says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ehayeh Asher Ehayeh. Which means what? Sometimes a Jew can say, Be'emes, this is who I want to be. I really want to be Talmud Chacham. Right? Sometimes a Jew really feels that and he's working towards that. Sometimes a Jew doesn't actually care that much to be a Talmud Chacham. But he knows he should care to want to be a Talmud Chacham. Right? We spoke about this last year in one of the shows. I'm trying to remember now where. So we say, what? Ehayeh Asher Ehayeh. I want to want. I want to be that I should want to be a Talmud Chacham. I don't really feel that I'm there yet. Right? But I want that I should want. Shalashudis, the heights of Shabbos is called Rava de Ravin, which means the desire of desires. Which means I say to Hashem, Shalashudis, listen, I don't really desire necessarily certain things that I know you want me to desire. But I desire to have such a desire. I don't actually desire to live my life like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right? But I wish that I had the desire to have his desire for Torah. And I think we said last year, what do we say, from Simcha Bunim? That up to 10, right? Up to 10 times you can say, I want to want to want to want to want, right? I think it was from Simcha Bunim. We had a, I don't remember the Mayer Makom, but we had a source last year. That told us up to 10 times a person can say, I want to want. So therefore, David HaMelech is saying, Ach Tova Chesed. Ach is being Merames to the Shem Eka, which is the Koach HaTshuva. Kederach Shadim Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eyem Hayom V'Ala Tov, Ach Tov, Eyet Tov. I'll be good. U'mekabel Atzma Lassas Ratzona Yisbarach. Right, I want to do what's right. V'az Yochel Atakim L'mafreyas Kol Yimei Chayav. And then I can say, Shifti, Lashon Ovar, Shifti B'Veis Hashem. If I can redefine my life from this point forward, I can do tshuva me'ava, then zedoros naslo kizchuyos. And ma'richim lo yama v'shnosav. I redefine those lost days in a way of Torah. It's beautiful. Okay, bottom paragraph. Let's finish up the piece. V'kasher miskari rosh chodesh el. Shua chodesh ha'achon shel ha'shana. Shebechodesh zeh tzvichim lasos cheshvan ha'nefesh ha'kol chodesh ha'shana. We're wrapping up the year. Ulizvonein eich avru ha'yud beiz chadashim ha'kol gam ha'chodesh ha'ibor. V'rosh ha'shana ha'arayom. Kama yamim lo nismalu tafkidam v'chaserim l'minin me'ashana. So now it's the time to ask yourself, right, of the 354 days of the Jewish calendar year, we're in a leap year more, right? But whatever number of days we could cheshvin over the course of the last year, what percentage of those days can we say that we actually fulfilled our tafkid? How many of those days are we entirely proud of? Right? And if not, when we say ledavet Hashem ori achas she'alti meis Hashem, that's a tefillah, both in Lashon Avar and Lashon Asid, that we're asking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should use my new future to redefine my past. And then I can really say, Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, that even the days that are past, I can say that in retrospect, we'll view it Ki'ilo as in the Beis Medrash. Okay? Okay, last point that he wants to make. Shifts gears a little bit for this last little section. Va'adam, on page Mem Gimel, the paragraph Va'adam. Va'adam tzarech lechazek atzmo, ulehamin b'koach hatshuva. V'leidek yekadosh baruch hu yimino pshuto lekabel shavim. Hashem's right hand is extended towards us. Va'afilum chas v'shalom ha'adam nafal eizem bakom shiyye, yachal leshuva l'Hashem. Kedi'isa b'mishnah avos, like we just read this past Shabbos, in Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Aleph, Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banam L'Makom. Chibi Yaseiro Nadas Lehem, Shenikru Banam L'Makom. Shenamar Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Tosos Yom Tov, who we know is one of the commentaries on the side of the Mishnayos, says the Tosos Yom Tov on the Mishnah in Avos, that's an interesting Pasuk. Why in Pirkei Avos does it bring the Pasuk of Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem to make the point that we're Hashem's children? Where else could, in theory, could the Mishnah have cited from? Where else are we called Hashem's children? Earlier in the Chumash. In Shemos, we're called what? Bini Bechori Yisrael. Shehu Kodem. Chazal always, it's a klal gadol to be mindful of. The Chazal always look for the earliest source in trying to cite a source. So if the Mishnah wants to emphasize the fact that Hashem calls us His children, so quote the first source in the Torah where that occurs, which is Bini Bechori Yisrael. Why quote Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem? What's the advantage over that pasuk? So says the Tosfos Yom Tov, Lefisha Osa Mikra Efshar Lefarsho Al Osu Ador Bilvad Shiratza Lotziyam Mitzrayim Heim Shechavavam or Shechivavam Lotziyam Mitzrayim V'karam Banam. Tosfos Yom Tov says it could be that if I read Bnei Bechor Yisrael, I might think that that was Hashem's unique love for that door that He was taking out of Mitzrayim. But I don't know that Bizman Azeh, Tafshanayin Vav, Elul Tafshanayin Vav, Hashem still feels that way about me. So therefore I need the more broad, general pasuk of Chumash of Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Okay? Give me another answer to this question. For those who have been here, we once discussed this. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman raised a question. What's funny about the pasuk B'ni B'chori Yisrael? Do a little chazar. Ask a question on Bnei Bechor Yisrael, yeah? Bnei Bechor Yisrael is mashma, that we're a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bechor, but the Umas Olam are also Banim, right? We don't like to assume that way. The Umas Olam were created by Tzelem Elokim, and Hashem loves all of His creations, right? But that unique title of Banim, we like to reserve for Klal Yisrael. So Bnei Bechor Yisrael is mashma, that we're the Bechor, and there get other children, okay? So that could be another reason why we choose Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem over Bnei Bechor Yisrael. Rabbi Chana Wasserman asked that question. V'yesh Lomar. So now, I've gone through a lot of this sefer, the Elul volume of Lecha Cholivov. This, I think, is one of my favorite parts. What he's about to quote from the Rebbe Rebunim. We quoted this last year in one of the Shirim also. I'm running out of Torah. I don't have anything new to teach you. I'm sorry. V'yesh Lomar. Pima Shekosov Apnei Menachem. I had goals for the summer to learn some new things, but ended up pushing Yaakov on the swings instead, which was great. So I can tell you about that if you want to hear more about that. Says the Pnei Menachem, Shvi Shal Pesach Tov Shin Nun Gimel. What year is that? 1993. Pnei Menachem was which Rebbe of Ger? What number? Six. Chedush Harim. Chedush Harim's grandson, Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes' son, Imre Emes. Imre Emes' son, Beis Yisrael. Imre Emes' son again, Lev Simcha, Simcha Bunim. Imre Emes' son again, Pnei Menachem. Okay? And now the seventh Rebbe. What's the Rebbe's name today? Rebbe Aryeh. Is a son, I think. You think he's the son of the Lev Simcha, the fifth Rebbe. Okay? So Pnei Menachem is the sixth Rebbe of Ger. 1993. We're not talking about that so long ago. So the Pnei Menachem, who was Rebbe not for such a long time, Pnei Menachem brings from Rebbuna of Prashistcha, a beautiful, beautiful var. Bonim atem la'ashem elokeichem. Look at this. This is gewaldic. Hine eitz al mo'adus. By the mo'adim, what does it say? Eile mo'adei Hashem b'kroi kod asher tikru asam b'mo'adam. So if you open up Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, hey, what do you find? The pasuk says again, Eilu Moedei Hashem, Nikrai Kodesh, Asher Tikru. What's the next word? Osam. The Gemara makes a drasha, a play on words, and says, not only Osam, but Asher Tikru Atem. That however you declare the Moed, that's how it is. Meaning what? If Beis Din decides Rosh Chodesh, If the Beis Din decides it's a new month, even if it turns out that that's not really the astrological Messias, right? If that's not what's really happening in outer space, but Tikru Atem, if you declare it, even if you were led astray Beis Din, even if you made a mistake, that's how we pass. It shows a certain bias that we have, right? Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. A sort of control over time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu follows our lead, so to speak. So the Gemara Darshins, Osam, Tikru Osam, read it, Tikru Atem. Atem, Afilu Shogigin, even if you made an innocent mistake. Atem, Afilu Mezidin, even if you intentionally corrupted the calendar. Atem, Afilu Mutad, even if you were led astray. Okay? Hainu Debuchol Matzav Tikru B'moada. Okay, that's how the Gemara darshins. Elu moadei Hashem, b'kroi kodesh asher tikru osam b'moadam, asher tikru atem. Atem, even if you mess up, whether it's shogeg, mazid, led astray, careless mistake, whatever it is. So look what Rav Bunim says. Rav Simcha Bunim says, v'im kein hu adim gabe bonim atem la Hashem elokeichem. When it says osam, the Gemara makes a drasha. Osam, don't read it. Osam, read it atem. Atem, even if you mess up. So says Rav Simcha Bunim. So when it says Banim Atem, when it actually says Atem, when are we children of Hashem? That's our Mesechta. Kedush and Daf Lamed Vav. Machlokas who and who? Good man. High five. Machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Meir. Banim Atem Lo Hashem Elokeichem. We are the children of God. Do we have to earn it? Can we lose that status? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You can lose it. You gotta earn it. What does Rabbi Meir say? Ben kach u ben kach. Kriyim banim. You're always a child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do we paskin? Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda? Usually Rabbi Yehuda. How do we paskin here? Rabbi Meir. Banim atem. Atem afilu shogigin. Atem afilu mezidin. Atem afilu mutan. Isn't that a beautiful heart? Rav Simcha Bunim says, no matter what you do, you're always a child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, and you don't have to make a drasha. You don't have to say Osam Atem. It says it. Banim Atem. Atem. You're always a child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what you do. The Nemar Beperish Atem. Yesh Lidrosh Kei Agavda. Atem Afilu Shogim. Atem Afilu Mezidin. Atem Afilu Mutan. Pnei Menachem Shvi Shal Pesach Tav Shin Nun Gimel B'Shem Rav Simcha Bunim Brishischa. You got to remember that part. That's an amazing part. So therefore, what do we see? And then I'll take your comment, Yoni. Nimtza ki apasuk banim atem mora al chavivas shal b'nei Yisrael afilu be'ez she'em mutan achar yetzahar rachman al islam. Even when we're down and out, even when we're doing averos, we call makum yechol l'ashuv al chek avosam. And therefore the Tana picked the pasuk. Again, why pick the pasuk of banim atem? Why not pick b'nei b'chor Yisrael? Because banim atem highlights the fact that even when we mess up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and the Koach of Tshuva is always available to us. Even if I'm a baby, because I've wasted my life, I can redefine my life. Tshuva is ma'arichin yamav v'shnosav shel person. Okay? Yeah. Yoni, you want to say something?
Rabbi Meir, one of Rabbi Meir's
Rebbeim was Acher, yes.
Maybe that's why he
calls. Right. He didn't want to give up on him. Right. That's why he kept telling him, do tshuva. Yeah. Rabbi Meir, right? Also, if you remember from last year, Rabbi Meir is whose Talmud?
Rabbi Akiva.
Right? Who's the mimer? Who's the author of Chaviv and Yisrael Shnei Kubanu L'makom? Whose Mishnah Pirkei Avos is that? Rabbi Akiva. Who's Rabbi Akiva's other Talmud? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon were the two people who got smicha from Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So they were, it was the right? We had a shir last year, like Bomer time. That was that whole school of thought was the school of Banu Matam L'Hashem Elokecha. Everything about them, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, they were all about being mechazik a Jew, that Hashem loves you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu views you as His only child. B'nei B'chor Yisrael implies everyone's a child. No. Jewish people have a unique standing in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So now, as we turn to the last page, V'keyotze b'zeh kosov ha-b'nei Yisachar. The B'nei Yisachar says that the whole ability to do tshuva, will end with another vart from our Masechta, is the fact that we're banim l'makom. Why? But I didn't know sing. Because the Gemara says in Kedushin that an av, last page, shemachal kvodo machal. A father can choose to what? Can be mochal on his kavod. Can a melech be mochal on his kavod? Melech can be mochal on his kavod. Can a father be mochal on his kavod? A father can be mochal on his kavod. So therefore, avinu malkeinu. By the nations of the world, Hashem is only a melech. But by a yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Malkeinu. And therefore, as our father, is able to be mochalas. Which is why the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parsha Sazinu that the Umas Olam can't do tshuva. Ah, what about Yonah? Went to Nineveh. Okay. But obviously what it's saying is there's a degree of tshuva that's only unique to Yisrael. And the B'nai Yisrael says, why? Why is that so? Because Banu Matam L'Hashem Elokecha. Okay. I once heard from Rav Shai Shechter, Shlita, my good friend and Rebbe. Rav Shai wanted to say, I think it was his own Vart, a beautiful Vart. Look at Shimon Esrei. What do we say in Shimon Esrei? When we're asking for tshuva? Hashivenu Avinu. Hashivenu Avinu. That's because Avinu is the ticket to tshuva. At Banu Matam L'Hashem Elokecha. Right? That allows the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be mochalas. Okay? So that's a very nice diuk in the tefillah. So again, so an av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal. V'zeh tzarech ha'odem leida ki hu ben melech. Right? That you're not just a subject of the king, you're a child of the king. U'mameila afilum chas v'sholem toeh yachal l'shu b'shuva. V'ikra avoda l'hamin b'zeh. L'hamin b'zeh. There's a vart, I'm not sure where it's from. Someone texted me yesterday. Ari Murzov texted me yesterday and said, "You know where this vart is?" I said, "I'm not sure," but there is a vart of at this farm say Lule Hamanti. Lule is Osios El, right? So Lule Hamanti is the beginning. The person has to be Mamin in El. The person has to believe in the ability to rewrite his past, to have Amuna in El. Below Lishmo Ali, anyone know where that vart is? If you come across it, let me know, because we're looking for it. V'lo l'shmo al yetzar rotzeh l'hasis ha'odem sh'ovda tikvaso. Not to buy into the yetzar that says, no, what's done is done. Right? But to believe that, no, I can literally rewrite my past. Okay? Last vart, a gorgeous vart from the Aruga Sabosim. A beautiful vart from the Aruga Sabosim. V'chein gavei Avram avinu matzinu sh'omer l'lot. Avram says to Lot in Bereishis Perek Yud Gimel. What parasha? Avram and Lot. Lach lecha. Im ha-smol ve-eimina ve-im ha-yamin ve-asmi'ila. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. We know from the Zohar Kadosh that Lot, duh, ha-yitzahara. Lot is meramis to the yitzahara. If the yitzahara goes left, we go right. If the yitzahara goes right, we go left. What does it mean? Says the Chustaruv, right? The great Posek and Gon and Rav from Chust, Aruga Sabosim, Rav Moshe Grunwald. He says, Posek Zeh Balu Amdeinu. Im ha-small, if you go small, Shekasher Yitzar ba betayna smol ha'adam. If the Yitzar goes left on you, va'omer lo she'ina kadosh baruch hu mochal avonosa. What's left? Midas Adin. If the Yitzar says Hashem is going to be heavy against you, he's not going to forgive you, he's not going to be mochal avonos. So what do you say back to the Yitzar? You go left, I go right. Ve'emina. What does it mean, emina? You say Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yemino Pshuta Lekabel Shavim. Hashem's right hand is extended towards me. Right, Ratzono Shlo Yidach Mimenu Nidach. No Jew will be left behind. V'alkein Mekabel Tshuvas Kol Echad V'Echad. What if the Yetzer Hara goes right? What does it mean if the Yetzer Hara goes right? It's very no good to what we were talking about yesterday. For the Chevra was here, right, striking that balance between not being too easy on myself and not being too tough on myself. If the Yetzer Hara goes right, what does he say? Don't worry about it. You're good no matter what. Bonam atem! Atem afilu shogin, atem afilu mezidin, do whatever you want. Right? You just do whatever you want. Rabbi Nachman will work it out for you, Rav Tzadok will work it out for you, the Ishmael will work it out for you, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Meir will work it out for you. You don't have to worry so much. Right? No pachad, no effort. Yeah? So you may mean if the Yitzhahara goes to the right, Hainu Shi Yitzhahara, Bab Mefates Aldam, Shi Yechta, Bakadosh Baruch Hu Yimcholo. If Yitzhahara goes right, what do you have to do? You go left. That's on a little bit tiny small. You say, the Gemara tells us, I think it's in Bava Kama. Deina Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatron Al Chatam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a Vatron. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let things slide. Hashem is a demanding king. Hashem is not someone who overlooks things. Right? Bichdi, just, you know, casually. Ayin Shem B'Dvar Makadoshim. V'zeu Avodah B'Chodesh Elo, Shem Yimei Ratzon, Shalo La'aniach La'yit Tzahara, Letzani Na'amuna Shaldim B'Koach HaTshuva. So therefore you have to say, yeah, this is who I want to be. I believe that I can change. I know that Abanam Atem L'Shem L'Kechem. I'm not going to be careless about it and let the Tzahara tell me I have a free pass, but I'm not going to be broken about it either and say that it's impossible for me to fix. But to mamash believe, like Chassam Sofer said, like the Tzlach said, that I can literally rewrite my past. And that if I'm 20 years old, I could be 20 years old. 20 years of real living. 20 years of real living. And in terms of the first part, not to forget the first part of what we learn, that again, it takes a lot of effort and work to acquire Torah, to acquire Eretz Yisrael, and to acquire Olam Haba. But again, work can be in the form of working in Avodas Hashem. And it can be the smaller types of Yisurim. Right? Again, that same Munkacher, the Vart I heard from the Munkacher, which I heard from Rabbi Shmuel Braun, he said also that when the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Pischuli Pesach Kechudlo Shel Machat, right? You make an opening the eye of a needle, and I'll make an opening the size of the ulam. So the Munkacher Rebbe said, right? What's the meaning of the eye of a needle? He says a needle, right? If you get poked by a needle, it stings. So it's the same thing when it comes to tshuva, right? It has to hurt a little bit. But again, you don't have to sit back and wait for Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring heavy yisurim against you. Let it hurt by pushing yourself to get the davening on time. Let it hurt by conquering Yetzirah. Let it hurt by breaking your head on a hard piece of Gemara, even when you're not feeling it and you have other things distracting you. Let those be the yisurim, so you don't have to suffer any other yisurim. And don't be zochet to Torah, to Olam Haba, and to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone. Shkoyach.